President Trump turned on White House Coronavirus Task Force leader Dr. Deborah Birx today, tweeting that she hurt the administration when she warned that widespread virus infections in urban and rural parts of the country mark a new phase for the coronavirus pandemic. Trump was referring to comments Birx made warning people in rural areas they shouldn't think they'll be spared from infection by COVID-19.
What we're seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. It's into the rural as equal urban areas. And to everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus.
Trump accused Birx of taking the bait by responding to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who told ABC's This Week that she had lost confidence in Birx because Trump appointed her and the president has been spreading disinformation. Trump, in a tweet, described Birx's response to Pelosi as pathetic. For her part, Pelosi doubled down on her criticism of Birx. She appeared on CNN.
I don't have confidence in anyone who stands there while the president says, swallow Lysol and it's going to cure your virus. You know, it'll kill you and you won't have the virus anymore. I'm not have confidence in somebody when the president says it's a hoax, it's magic, it's going to go away by magic, it's a miracle, and all of those things. So
you're saying
I don't
hasn't
have
challenged his disinformation?
Well, she stood there and no, I think that she has, enabled.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has already been the target of Trump and other critics, also warned about the spread of COVID-19. He said although the most recent surge occurred in Sunbelt states, officials should pay close attention to a pattern which suggests the disease may be about to surge in Midwestern states. Fauci spoke to the Journal of the American Medical Association.
It's become clear now that if you look back at the states in the southern region that have surged up, accounting for the 60, 70,000 new cases per day that you just mentioned, that prior to the surging, you could detect an early increase in the percent positive for any given state. What we're seeing in some of the yellow states and other states is that same insidious increase in percent positive in states like Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Minnesota, and others. So the critical issue is when you see that, you've got to take a look at where you are in the process of trying to reopen and take a good, serious look at what you want to do. You may need to pause. You may need to drop back a little bit.
Fauci also broke with President Trump's insistence on reopening schools to classroom instruction, saying that may not be possible in areas where the pandemic is raging. Fauci said while the nation's default principle should be that children return to school, to say that every child has to go back to school is not really realizing the fact that we have such a diversity of viral activity. Fauci said there may be some areas where the level of virus is so high it would not be prudent to bring children back to school. In Georgia, officials for the state's largest public school district in suburban Atlanta say more than 250 employees reported testing positive for the coronavirus or being exposed to it about a week before the school year was set to begin there. The system's superintendent announced last month all classes would be taught online for the 180,000 student district when instruction begins next week. In Indiana, a rough start to the first day of school when officials outside of Indianapolis learned that a student had tested positive. The parents had sent their child to school even though they were awaiting the test results. All students who spent more than 15 minutes in the vicinity of the infected student were being sent home to quarantine.